Are you ready to branch out, to take a leap of faith, to love yourself and others fully? Then let go of whatever no longer serves you to take action now on Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills, living it up, loving it up, and letting it go. Erica will energize and excite you to power up your passionate dream that sets your soul on fire. With Erica's E3 approach, equipping, empowering, and enlightening yourself so you can be yourself for yourself. Get ready and get rooted to live a life without regrets, without what ifs, without should haves, and especially without empty feelings from a life unexplored. This hit show helps you build powerful and intentional roots to live it up, love it up, and let it go. Get fearlessly ready and powerfully rooted in your yes with your host, Erica Gifford Mills, and be fearless about your more and stand in your yes. Now on Get Rooted Radio.
Welcome, everyone. I'm Erica Gifford Mills, and you are listening to Get Rooted Radio, living it up, loving it up, letting it go, right here on Transformation Talk Radio. Big shout out to our producer, Zach. Hey, Zach.
Hello, hello. How are you?
I'm doing well. And yourself?
Can't complain.
Nobody would listen except for our wonderful listeners out there. But I got a question for you. So if I caught you in an elevator, would you be able to effectively communicate who you are, what you do, so essentially your brand, without it sounding completely rehearsed, so it was authentic?
Well, I think because I don't have anything rehearsed, it probably would be authentic, but I don't think it would be very concise.
Well, and I think that is what a lot of us really have trouble with, you know, and this, the pursuit of authenticity through personal branding, is what we're going to talk about today with our guest. In order for you to effectively communicate to the world who you are, it is really vital for you to understand who you are first. Too many people overvalue what they are not and undervalue what they are. And in this episode, we'll discuss how you can make an intentional and conscious effort to understand what your distinct traits are and how you can use this knowledge to create your personal brand. And I'd like to welcome back Shonda Thompson. Shonda is a chief style curator and CEO of Esteem Boutique, an online accessory store specializing in statement jewelry and accessories. She is also a career coach and a featured co-author with me in our upcoming book, The New Female Leader, a woman's book for dynamic leadership skills. And her chapter is titled, Who Are You? The Pursuit of Authenticity Through Personal Branding. Shonda is also a seasoned and dynamic trainer, speaker, and coach who focuses on helping individuals to imagine and brand their potential and possibilities through career and image development. She is passionate about educating and empowering others by conducting group and individual career coaching workshops and webinars. And I want to welcome back again, Shonda. Welcome to today's show.
Thank you for having me back.
I am so excited and honored for you to be back and really to be a co-author with you in this amazing book. So let's just jump right into it.
Sure.
What is personal branding?
So personal branding simply is the strategic and purposeful effort for an individual to cultivate the perceptions of others.
So everybody has a personal brand, even if they may not be fully aware of it.
Oh, definitely. So no matter what your line of work is, no matter what industry you work in or where you live at, we are all CEOs of our own personal brand. So this means without you even thinking about it, you're marketing yourself every day, from how you look, choice of clothing, you know, your values, choices you make, you're constantly branding or marketing yourself.
So as we talked about kind of in the opening, it's knowing who you are. Yes. So that you can really do that for yourself. You know, what are your top three self-limiting beliefs and really how have they shown up in your life?
Yes, for me, and that's a great question. And that is really when I work with clients on the branding process. In order for you to show up to the world, you kind of have to show up for yourself first, and you really have to have a lot of that self-knowledge. So I always start off with that question, a great question. to get at the core of who you are. So initially, for me, when I started my work as a career counselor, I thought I really was limited in what I could really give clients because I had transitioned into maybe about three different industries. I felt what could I possibly give my clients, which that was actually a strength because that's really what a lot of people want. I don't want to get ahead of myself, but having to transition definitely was a self-limiting belief of mine. Like, what could I possibly help someone with? Because I wasn't in the same industry for, 10 plus years. Another one of my self-limiting beliefs, I would say, I'm going to say all mine were like really knowledge-based. Like, how could I possibly kind of keep up with the different trends and things changing in the world of career development? But as we kind of talk about a little bit later on, when you get to the credibility and kind of knowing what your strengths are, one of my strengths really played into me having the ability, the natural ability to kind of read and dissect information and give, information out to individuals. But I would say those were my top two for a career coach.
Yeah. And I think that's one thing that you said was being that authentic self, right? Being, right. And what do I have to give? And I think that's a big thing, is that if when you are authentic, it shows through, and yes, people appreciate that.
Definitely. And it's like you said, people can see through that. And it really ties in with what your values are. So one of my top values, definitely, is integrity. And my second value is to always be authentic. So always be who I am, but that comes with doing a lot of the self work first.
Yeah. Well, and that's important. I mean, you need to not only say what your values are, you need to live them. And it's kind of like, that's great that you say this, but show that through action, right? And when people understand and know their values, they can start then communicating on how to live that authentic life.
Definitely.
And I think it goes to even with failures, right? I mean, you're going to fail. I mean, yes, it's kind of like change. Change is inevitable. Failure is inevitable. But what would be a failure that you, even anybody out there, might have turned into a great success?
That's an excellent question. I would say for me, I would use COVID, actually, the most recent chain of events going on in the world. A lot of people have been bummed out about, limiting, social interaction. A lot of us are working from home now, and I really saw COVID as a time to kind of slow down and really do some more self-evaluation. And I also see COVID, I would say, as a time to really hone my tech skills, because everything's virtual now. Yes. So learning the different online platforms, I would say that I've had more time to kind of learn those things and really taking the hustle and bustle out of, that daily long commute and really kind of getting some of that time back. So I think it's really a mindset. So with your question, what is the one failure? The best way that I can answer that, I think it's all about mindset, because to me, failure could be a positive.
Absolutely.
It could definitely, because it's a learning experience, and we should always be constantly, learning about ourselves. And with branding, because we're always learning and we're always changing, your brand's going to change, or your brand should change with you.
And I think that's a, you know, perfect thing that you said there, is that failure doesn't mean that you didn't, one, you tried. So that's more than most people do.
Right.
And two, if you didn't achieve your goal, but you learned something from it, it's taken as an opportunity. And like you said, that's that growth mindset and yeah. being able to learn from the mistake. Right. You know, sometimes I know my kid used to call it, it's the swear word of the house. It's the O word. Oh no, mom said opportunity. But it is, I mean, it's, if you look within yourself and really understand how do I build my self-confidence, my self-esteem, how do I get into creating that self-image?
Yeah.
And that's one thing I wanted to talk to you about too. And you know, mm-hmm. in your chapter, you talk about the four selves.
Yes.
And what they are. Can yes. you get into that a little bit?
Sure. So the four selves, so this consists of your self-concept. And then your self-concept is kind of broken down into three parts. So you have your self-esteem, your self-image, and your ideal self. Now, your self-concept, this really informs how you see yourself. And your self-concept, this also includes your personal attributes. So how you kind of see yourself visually, as well as you know, how the mental attitude that you have about yourself. And then with the self-concept being broken down into three components, so your self-esteem, that's how much you value yourself. And with your self-esteem, you have numerous of internal and external factors that can either positively or negatively influence, you know, this. We get these messages every single day. Your self image, this is your mental picture of how you see your physical attributes, your personal traits, your social roles, your professional roles. And then ideally, the ideal self, this is what everybody's trying to get to. So your ideal self is the person that you want to be. So normally there's some incongruence between the self-esteem and the self-image and then your ideal self. And this is why the self-help industry is like a $1 billion industry, because people are always striving to be their ideal self. So your ideal self is created from all of either your life or professional experiences, the demands on society, and then what you admire and other people, because we have a tendency of looking outside of ourselves instead of, you know, taking a step back and looking and seeing what we bring and realizing that we are enough. We're our own unique self. We are our own unique brand.
Yeah. And that's why authenticity is so important, because yes, there are people that we admire and we maybe strive to be like, because there's something, a part of them that we admire. However, when we try to copy that, we're not living our true self. I mean, correct. An original is always better than a copy, yeah. right? Those yeah. original paintings that are hanging in museums are worth more than a reproduction.
Right.
And that's what people are going to go for. And that's why self-branding is so important, is because when people know, yeah, you might have a similar idea to somebody, but it's your unique approach. It is the person that you are being, because it's truly you.
Yes.
Going to shine through.
Yes.
Oh.
Yes.
And that is so important. So we're going to take a quick break. But before we do, Shonda, you're giving a little something away to our listeners.
Yes, I'm giving, yes, a few things away. So on the accessories site, so at Shop Esteem Boutique on Instagram, if you like and share with three friends, you will enter a drawing to get a beautiful statement necklace. Any orders on Shop Esteem Boutique, Get Rooted listeners will receive 20% off their entire purchase through the end of this year. just use the code rooted. And if you go to Shonda Thompson_official on Facebook and sign up to receive our Career Insights newsletter, you will receive, you will enter a drawing to receive a free autographed copy of The New Female Leader.
That is awesome. So you want to like, follow, and share Esteem Boutique with three friends on Instagram or Facebook, and you'll be entered to win a statement necklace, and those necklaces are gorgeous.
Thank you.
Get Rooted Radio listeners will receive 20% off their entire purchase until December 31st when they use code ROOTED at checkout. And then you can sign up to receive a Career Insight newsletter and be entered into a drawing to receive a free autographed book of The New Female Leader. That is awesome. Thank you so much. So when we come back, we are going to dive into articulating your strengths. You are listening to Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills. Living it up, loving it up, letting it go. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
What would you do with the power of community? How do you create your own rituals? Tune in to Living Your Gifts with me, Susan Huff, Ancient Applications for Modern Times, the second Wednesday of each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Our lives begin with the stories we are told and the stories we tell ourselves. Storytelling is the key. To learn more about me, visit LivingYourGifts.com. That's LivingYourGifts.com.
Hi, I'm Laura Meeks, and the most common problem that my clients face is all work and no play. This is why I created Fly High Living. I help you develop a balanced life plan and guide you to a place where you love to wake up in the morning.
Call 888-666-1570 or go to flyhighliving.com to sign up for the 4-week Flight Plan for Life course.
Welcome back to Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills, living it up, loving it up, letting it go. If you missed any portion of today's episode, you can catch it on GetRootedRadio.com. That's GetRootedRadio.com. Don't forget to subscribe online to receive the latest news, events, specials, and words of encouragement. Go to GetRootedRadio.com. Welcoming back our guest, Shonda Thompson, in our discussion on personal branding. So welcome back, Shonda.
Thank you.
So during the last segment, we talked about knowing your authentic self, knowing your values, and making sure that that really is shining through in and how that is so important in personal branding.
Yes.
But during this segment, we want to dig a little deeper into articulating your strengths. And many people, I feel like they don't know their strengths and talents. There's things that we find so easy, we take them for granted and really assume anyone can do it. But I think that's where we downplay ourselves. You know, in fact, anyone can't. You know, you can, and other people who find it invaluable for you to do it for them or with them. So whatever that it is, right?
Right.
You know, so, or maybe perhaps people know their strengths, but aren't the best in communicating them. And there's so many fantastic resources out there. Can you give us some examples of the different approaches?
Yes. So like you stated, there are many approaches that one can use when wanting to articulate their strengths. So from a career or professional development standpoint, there are two, but I'm just going to kind of focus on one that I utilize a lot, and I think it has the most practical application. It's called the Clifton Strengths Assessment. And this is an assessment of personality, which is rooted in a positive psychology theory. So what this assessment does, it's going to pull out, it'll rank your top 34 strengths, but this particular assessment just really focuses on the top five. So because it's rooted in positive psychology, the theory behind behind this assessment is that individuals who know and use their strengths every day are more likely to experience positive emotions. So the energy, high energy, happiness, and they're less likely to experience negative emotions. So stress, worry, sadness, or anger. So again, this assessment, while it will give you a list of your 34 common strengths, it's only a lot of the emphasis is on your top five. And with this, again, being rooted in positive psychology, it's really a focus on what you already naturally do well versus using a deficit model of, okay, you need to improve on, you know, X, Y, and Z.
Yeah. So the positive psychology really spends the time thinking about the topics like optimism, life satisfaction, yes, well-being, gratitude, those sort of things, and really in order to learn how people can flourish and yes, live their best life, right?
Yes. Yeah. Yes. And it is all encompassing from your professional life through your personal life. Because this assessment, now this may sound like a lot, but it consists of 177 paired statements, and it really goes by, you know, very quickly. And with the statements, you're just choosing which statement describes you. So it measures your talents, which are your natural patterns of thinking, feeling, and behaving. So with these, you know, these all-encompassing paired statement, it really gives you a holistic view of how you build relationships, how you think, how you influence others, how you kind of execute plans. So this really, I can't say enough positive things about the Clifton Strengths Assessment, because I really feel it's a practical assessment. We've heard of, you know, Myers-Briggs, which is another personality assessment, as well as the Strong Interest Inventory, which measures your vocational interest. Those definitely are helpful, but for your day-to-day practical self-knowledge, a tool to give you more insight into yourself, I highly recommend the Clifton Strengths Assessment.
And it kind of goes back to what we were talking about earlier, is that many people overvalue what they are not and undervalue Correct. What they are. And when you're taking an assessment that focuses on your strengths and has more of that positive, it only will value, right? It will focus on the strengths. I mean, just like we should focus on the Correct. Strengths instead of the weaknesses. Don't ignore them, of course, Correct. Grow from them. But it really takes people's living like an average life to a great, right? So we can focus right. on right. doing maybe what we're better at, right?
Correct. And with this assessment, it's going to help you discover what you naturally do best. It's also going to help you learn how to take or develop your greatest talents into strengths, because it takes work. If you're naturally, you know, talented in something, it takes consistent effort and practice for that to be developed into a strength. And then this assessment also shows you how to use your strengths to maximize your potential. And I feel this is why this is so important in a professional setting, because if you know what your strengths are, you're going to know when you're in a work environment, how you should build professional relationships, how you can effectively influence, you know, stakeholders across your organization. So this is a very useful assessment that will give you a lot of valuable self-information.
And I think that's important for folks to understand that even if you're not in a management position, you Correct. Never are in an individual contributor position, you can still be a leader, right? You don't Yes. have to have that title. You can lead and influence within your team and cross-functionally and be seen as a leader without a manager, director Definitely. Title.
Yeah.
And some people don't want to do that, be, you know, have those sort of titles, but they still want to lead. And I think that is an important aspect of understanding not only what your strengths are, but then how you can utilize them.
Yes. And with it, without this assessment, you know, like you said, it's not tied to, you don't have to be in a specific title, but it's very important that in a work setting, because we spend a majority of our lives at work, it's very important to know when you're working, where do you get your energy from? Mm-hmm. This is what this assessment will tell you, because again, you're going to focus on the things that bring you the most energy, or the things that will produce those most positive aspects of your personality. So I'll just use me for an example. I am, you know, a career coach. So with me, one of my strengths, or one of my top five strengths, is individualization. And what that means is I can naturally kind of take a step back and tailor information to whomever I'm talking to, whomever my audience is. Also with individualization, I don't approach each coaching session the same. I have a natural ability to meet people where they are at. And people really appreciate that. And people, oftentimes, when I look at my reviews from my clients, there's a consistent theme that I'm very genuine. And they really appreciated that I took the time to really listen to them. So when you're in tune with, you know, what your strengths are and how to use them, it just naturally flows out. So for me, I like to spend a majority of my time. Yes, I have to, you know, do appointments, but that's really with one-on-one appointments, that's where I really get a lot of my energy. Another part of my role is I have to give presentations. While I can do it and I can do it well, I will try to, there are times where I have to present alone, but I love being a co-presenter because I know, again, what my strengths are and where, you know, where my energies lie. So if I can do more of the one-on-one appointments, I certainly, by all means, do that. I'm always the first one to volunteer if someone's out or if they're going to miss appointment. Nope, don't cancel it. You know, I can take that appointment because I really get a lot of my energy from, you know, working one-on-one with my
clients. That's something that people may not always take into consideration. And I literally was just talking this week to a client about that. And that is your time management and your really not just time management, but resource management. And that goes beyond, you know, your building supplies or the things you need for a project. It goes to your energy. Yeah. Your availability, and how maybe if you have 8 hours in a day to work on, you know, various projects, but you know that this one project is going to suck the life out of you because of the person you need to work with, what do you do? How do you arrange that so that you can really get the most of your day?
Yes.
And then how do you really refill your cup? And we've been to conferences and weekends together where we know what we need to refill our cup. And that's when we have to, as individuals, understand how our strengths are X, Y, and Z. Our weaknesses may be, you know, 1, 2, and 3.
Right.
So I need to manage my time and energy and resources so that I have time to refill my cup. And knowing that and being able to articulate that, not only in the business world, but in the personal world, to be able to say, this is what I need, and this is what I'm good at, and this is what I need help with. Being able to clearly articulate that, because people aren't mind readers. And it's going to just, people are going to appreciate that. I mean, how many times if they're like, you know what, I'm not that great at this. You know, maybe it's an Excel pivot table. I'm not real great at this, but my coworker here really is, and she enjoys doing that. Great.
Correct. And it's a give and take. It's not like a shunning of your responsibilities, but it's just really pulling and really focusing on, okay, this is what I bring to the table well. So I can do this piece. This person does this well. And it's just knowing, like you said, and having that clarity, because when you have clarity about your strengths, the more clarity you're going to have in your purpose, in your everyday purpose. And like you said, people certainly appreciate that. And being able to articulate that, as well as having the ability to kind of pull out what other strengths are, that, and again, is another strength in itself. It's strategic, which is another one of my strengths. So having the ability to already, you know, you can see what other people are good at. And when you're kind of presenting, you know, these ideas or dividing the workload up, people are light up for what they're naturally good at, because it's not anything, any extra labor, anything. And it just makes collaborating very smooth.
Right. And it's what's the saying? When you love your job, it's not considered working.
You're right.
Right. And I think that's why the positive psychology, and specifically the, you know, Clifton Strength Assessment, is so, because they take the time, it's surrounded and focuses on that, those are positive events and influences in life, right?
Yes.
The positive experiences, the positive states and traits, and the positive institutions. So
Yes. Those
are really going to then bring out the best in people and really build their confidence so that they can really do what they value and get to their authentic self.
Yes. And you will have a feeling of being empowered like no other, because you're going to have a sense of peace. You'll notice that you will have more positive energy, and, you know, doors are going to start to open for you. You would probably be more pleasant to work with. And that's another common theme. If you were to ask my coworkers, they always say, Shonda is always so pleasant to work with. It's great collaborating with her.
And that's important for people to understand about themselves. So let's take a quick break. Shonda, tell folks again how they can reach you, and about listeners, how they can have a chance to win some great items.
Yes. So if you follow Esteem Boutique on Instagram, so it's at Shop Esteem Boutique. So follow and share and have three friends either on Instagram or Facebook. You will be entered for a drawing to win a beautiful statement necklace. And until the end of the year, Get Rooted radio listeners will receive 20% off of their entire purchase. Until the end of the year, so you have until December 31st to do that, use the code ROOTED at checkout. You can also sign up to receive the Career Insights newsletter. And I actually gave earlier, I'm sorry, the wrong information for that. So sign up to receive the Career Insights newsletter at www.shondathompson.com. And you can also, once you sign up for the newsletter, you will enter a drawing to receive a free autographed book of The New Female Leader.
And you're definitely going to want to get that book. It is
definitely
awesome authors in it. And I'm not just saying that because we're both authors. No.
Oh, and you're such a powerhouse. I'm waiting for my autographed copy from you.
All right. So when we come back, we're going to discuss credibility and personal branding. I'm Erica Gifford Mills, and you are listening to Get Rooted Radio, living it up, loving it up, letting it go. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Have you ever wondered what your pets think about? Do you know what your pets are saying to you? Dr. Monica will be your pet's translator to help you understand what your pets are trying to communicate to you. Enhance the bond with your furry friends on Pets Talk with Pet Communicator Dr. Monica each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information about Dr. Monica visit petcommunicator.com.
Is traditional medicine not working for you? Do you still feel as if your health isn't 100%? Here at the Holistic Medical Center, Dr. Nushin Darvish and the qualified staff look through the dimensions of wellness and start a healing plan prioritized to your needs. Our physicians assess the whole you until complete health is achieved. Get the help you need by visiting drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Are you done being afraid to jump into the life that's waiting for you? Are you ready for a real shift? I invite you to tune in every Tuesday with me, Tracy L., on the Tracy L. Clark Show, where we will teach you how to live your extraordinary life. At 8 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, where I will provide the tools and the steps needed to help you transcend perceived limitations and move forward with an extraordinary life. For more information, visit me at TracyLClark.com.
Yeah, yippee skippy to that, baby. We're not done yet. Some of us are out here to educate and inspire. This year, 2020, is the year we gotta show me the money in the cash flow. I'm Dr. Pat. This is the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By.
Visit thedrpatshow.com.
We're back on Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills. Living it up, loving it up, letting it go. Don't forget to visit GetRootedRadio.com to listen to a replay of this episode, sign up for helpful tips, and learn about upcoming events. That's GetRootedRadio.com. In our first two segments, we discussed knowing your authentic self and articulating your strengths. But without credibility, how is any of it going to matter? So Shonda, how and why is credibility important?
Oh, credibility is extremely important because people have to be able to trust what you do, what you say, and how you're showing up. So your credibility, you know, can make or break everything, your career, how, you know, individuals are looking, you know, up to you, or how people are trusting you. So credibility is everything.
And how, you know, where does one pull that from? I mean, it's kind of like being authentic.
Yes.
You know, it's sounds easy, but sometimes people try too hard. So how is that same thing about credibility? You know, where does that come from?
Yes. So credibility comes from knowing that all of us have a sign of distinction. So what I mean by this is you have to know your value. So you know your value by knowing what skills and strengths and capabilities that you bring to the world. So the way that you do this, you can measure your strengths by something that we use, a phrase, it's a metaphor, it's called the T-shaped professional. So if you can imagine a T, so the horizontal line of a T, this is really focuses on your breadth of knowledge, or the most easiest way to think about that, or what are your transferable skills? So regardless of what industry you work in, what would your transferable skills be? For example, is it critical thinking? Is it problem solving? Is it intercultural fluency? And you can also think of it like this. It could be soft skills, which those certainly are soft skills. And then the vertical part of the T is your more in-depth skills. So these are the specialized skills and knowledge, or maybe the better way to say this is more of your technical skills that you need in order to do your job. So you have to be very clear on what your breadth of knowledge is, as well as what your depth of knowledge, and you want to have both. So you will be out of sync if you have one and you don't have the other. You have to have a very careful balance of breadth of knowledge as well as depth.
You don't want to be, you know, too top heavy and you're tipping over.
Correct.
Right. It's, I say this cause I was just at the doctor and you have somebody who is maybe extremely how the joke is on surgeons. They might be a wonderful surgeon, but that's why they're not at the bedside because they have no bedside manner. Right. Correct. And so, and I think, I mean, I've had one of those.
I have too.
Amazing surgeon.
Yes.
If the man had to talk to me, I don't think he would know how to.
Yes. I agree. I have used that analogy of a lot. And I also think of too, when I say this, when I work with individuals in highly technical fields, like your engineers. So engineers have tons, they have such strong depth of technical skills. So those specialized skills, but it's the breadth of their knowledge or those transferable skills, because in technical fields, you often have to work or collaborate with other teams. So interpersonal communication is very, very important. And with working with individuals in technical fields, a tip that I always give them when you interview, you really have to show, you know, we have to get to their personality first, like who they are, what makes them light up, what's your energy. So we do the exercise with the four selves. And then once we kind of tap into that and we know, then we move into the Clifton strengths. And then they have language to use in interviews that really helps individuals in technical fields articulate a little bit better about those soft skills. And they really show up like the individual person. It really shows up. And I do the same thing when I work with clients either applying to medical school or law school. Again, it's the focus, you know, on those MCAT or LSAT scores. So yes, you have the technical knowledge, but they want to see who you are. Mm-hmm. And I think it's a combination of a light will go off, like once they really find out who they are. And when they go through that process and when I get the feedback, when they're like, oh my gosh, like they really wanted to know me, who I was as an individual. And it's it could be life-changing for some individuals.
And I think having the, for lack of a better term, the technical, right? Having that knowledge or expertise in whatever field you have, of course, is important.
Yes.
But if you can't work with somebody else or you can't explain it, you know, we joke, I have a data person I work with who she is brilliant. But I don't understand her because I don't speak her language because I'm not the expert. And I have to, can you dumb it down for me?
Exactly.
And I don't know what you're saying.
Exactly. So with those hard skills, yes, we know you have that technical, the job specific skills, but it's really those soft skills. You use that every single day. And normally that could get in the way of people getting promoted or, you know, or taking their career to the next level because it's really about fit. It's the same thing when you're interviewing. Yes, they looked at your resume and saw that you have the requisite technical or job specific knowledge, but it really comes down to fit. When you're interviewing, they're trying to decide, can you fit in to this environment? When we're standing, you know, around the water cooler, you know, talking, that fit is very important.
And I mean, it's also when you do that credibility, you can pass it on even to personal lives. I mean,
yes.
It's very similar to authenticity when what do you bring to that relationship? What do you bring to that job that you're going to be able to then communicate, right?
Yes.
So you're getting back to the articulating of your strengths and needs and wants. You want to be balanced, you know, just as in everything.
Definitely.
So all that, you know, and I think that's so important that yes, knowledge and skill sets, you know, good, you know, for all you students out there, good grades and good test scores. Yes, but what else?
Right. Exactly.
What else? You know, what else makes you stand apart?
Right. Getting to the heart of who you really are. And I have gotten numerous feedback, again, from students applying, you know, for med or law school or PA, a physician assistant. And they've all came back and just said, wow, I was so stressed out. I was so up in arms, and they really wanted to know who I was as an individual. That's your uniqueness that you will bring, you know, into a program.
Yeah. And that's important. And people need to, it's your whole self that mm-hmm. people are, you know, quote unquote, buying into. You know, correct. Whether it's, and that goes to, again, your personal brand, because yes. it's not just one part of you that people are seeing, right? And
correct.
And that's, I think, sometimes when people start falling apart, is that they put up this front, and if it's not truly you, it's going to show through.
Correct. And with soft skills, and a lot of people don't realize that your soft skills relate more to emotional intelligence and your natural abilities and how you interact with others. So if you're not aware, or if you kind of need to kind of beef up your emotional intelligence, that could be a huge hindrance in a workplace. So how do you respond when you're getting constructive feedback in a professional setting? That's important to know that about yourself. And that's something very important to develop, particularly very early in your career. And I feel sometimes, you know, for us later in our careers, I think we often forget that yeah. At times.
I completely agree on that. We're going to take a quick break, and we're going to wrap up our discussion with Shonda on personal branding. This is Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills. Living it up, loving it up, letting it go. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Are you meeting your sales goals? Or maybe your business plan could use a dose of the divine. Tune in to Divinely Driven Results with faith-based business coach Elise Smith on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Coach Elise Smith helps listeners get unstuck from their business plateau and become empowered through divine guidance. Build up belief in yourself and your dreams, and learn business strategies that work for you for real, lasting results. Learn more by visiting www.DivinelyDrivenResults.com.
Welcome back to Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills. Living it up, loving it up, letting it go. If you missed any of the information during the last segments, go to GetRootedRadio.com. That's GetRootedRadio.com to listen to the replay. Don't forget to subscribe, sign up for tips and special events and pricing for upcoming coaching sessions. And that's at GetRootedRadio.com. We welcome back our guest, Shonda Thompson. Shonda, remind folks how they can reach you and how to enter a chance to win again.
Yes, folks can reach me at Shop Esteem Boutique on Instagram, or you can reach me at www.shondathompson.com. If you like and follow Esteem Boutique on Instagram or Facebook, if you like and share with three friends, you will be entered to win a drawing to win a statement necklace. Get Rooted Radio listeners will receive 20% off of their entire purchase until the end of the year. Just use the code ROOTED at checkout, and at www.shondathompson.com, sign up to receive our Career Insights newsletter, and you will be entered to you will be entered in a drawing to receive a free autographed copy of The New Female Leader.
Awesome. Thank you so much. Now, during our last couple segments, we've been talking about credibility and authenticity, and we really want to get into professional image in this last segment. And this yeah. is really kind of in your pursuit of the authenticity through the personal branding.
Yes.
And so tell me here, I mean, professional image, right? It's mm-hmm. we all hear, oh, it's your image. What do you want that to show? How is it? Well, really, what is a professional image, and how do you really present yourself to the world through your appearance?
Right. So your professional image, or even creating that, it's an inside out process. So mm-hmm. it aligns how you look, your behavior. So, you know, the four selves and the way that you communicate. So your communication style. So a majority of our communication, it happens at the nonverbal level. So if you kind of think about it, within the first few minutes of meeting or even looking at someone, we subconsciously make a decision about their capability, income, education levels, et cetera. And then after you start interacting with someone, additional judgments are made about their credibility, the content of what they've said, as well as the way that they're stating what they're saying. So it's very important to make sure that you have some congruency in all aspects of your image. So your visual appearance, and then your verbal and your nonverbal communication.
So it's like the saying goes, you never get a second chance to make a first impression, correct. Right? Yep.
Correct.
Well, correct. You know, how can that narrative really be conveyed through your image, right? How does one go about doing that?
How does one convey? So, well, first you kind of have to get clear on your, or be aware that your visual appearance, it's really an extension of what you think about yourself. So how you're dressing, it's a form of nonverbal communication. And it's also, if you think about it, a marketing tool for your personal brand. So you have to have some clarity on how you think and feel about yourself, because our thoughts dictate our actions. So if you're always thinking, oh, I'm overweight and I'm frumpy, or I'm this, or I'm that, or I don't have any strengths, or I can't do anything, more than likely that is going to show up in how you look. You may choose to wear a lot of dark drab colors all the time. You may not choose to accessorize or maybe do anything, you know, with yourself. So I would say the most important part, even though we're talking about visual image, it goes back to some of that inner work.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I totally agree. It's because, I mean, you can put lipstick on a pig, but, yep. Yep. And I think it's true. I mean, you need to be comfortable with yourself, no matter, your size, your weight, your hair color, whatever right. it might be, you need to be comfortable with yourself, because that's going to shine through. Right. And then start picking it up by, are you dressing appropriately for the industry you're in? So you're not going to necessarily come and be a fitness instructor in 5-inch heels.
Correct.
It doesn't make sense, right? And that's correct. one way I always tell people, well, when you see people who are fitness instructors wearing fitness clothes and workout clothes, that's their image. They're portraying their image.
That's their brand. Exactly. Mm-hmm. And another surprising thing, so when I work with people on image development, so I hear a lot, I have all these clothes, I don't have anything in my closet. This is because the wardrobe is not aligned with the different facets of your life. So a lot of times people don't take a step back and look at what percentage of their lives, they don't break them down. Like, okay, this percentage of the time I'm at work, this percentage of the time, okay, I like to work out, this percentage of the time I like to do these things. You have to have a sense of the different facets of your life, and then your wardrobe should reflect those different activities in your lifestyle. There is a quote, she's an image consultant. And I tell this quote to everyone all the time, and I love it. And her quote is, cluttered closets create cluttered minds.
And it's so true.
It is very true, because a majority of people only wear 20% of their closet 80% of the time.
Oh, yes. I was just going through mine last night. And I think, and I mean, it's so funny, is because how many times do you have clutter in a closet or in a room? I mean, we literally have a room called the put stuff room, and I avoid that room because it is so cluttered and it's such a disaster. Right. And, and because it makes me anxious.
Right.
And that is exactly right. It's
clutter closets create clutter minds.
Absolutely. Well, I know we're running short on time here. So before we wrap up, what are some key takeaways for folks? What should they focus on to make their personal branding a success?
Yes. So it really all begins and ends with the individual. So self-knowledge really is the key to a genuine and trustworthy personal brand. So you could be strategic in knowing what your strengths are. You can be strategic in learning about your, you know, self-esteem, your self-concept. And then I just would say, just work from there. Once you kind of know that, you can just keep living and just keep moving forward. But self-knowledge is the key to being genuine and authentic.
And I think that is great advice, professionally, personally, and in a, totally in everyday life.
Yes.
Shonda, it is always such a pleasure to speak with you and have you on the show. Thank you so much. And listeners, I want to thank you all for tuning in to Get Rooted Radio. If you missed any part of today's episode or you want to listen again, go to GetRootedRadio.com for the podcast. And don't forget to tune in the first and third Monday of each month at 5 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Central, and 2 p.m. Pacific right here on Transformation Talk Radio. Before I sign off, remember to ask yourself, am I living a rooted life? If the answer is no, take time to think about what you need to do, then take action to make that answer a yes. One way to take action is to set up your free Empower Hour call with me. No charge, no obligations. Go to GetRootedRadio.com to find out how I can help you take that action. And if you are ready to live, love, and let go, join me for my signature 12-week group coaching series, The Rooted Life. This series will assist you in achieving your goals and moving forward by letting go of the things that no longer serve you, learning to love yourself and others fully, and live life to the fullest. Go to GetRootedRadio.com, the Rooted Life tab, to learn more about the 12-week series, to register, or get that free Empower Hour. That's GetRootedRadio.com. Thank you again for tuning in. Thank you again for our guest, Shonda Thompson. Have an amazing day, everyone. I'm looking forward to the next time on Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills. Living it up, loving it up, letting it go. Goodbye.
Thank you for listening to Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills, living it up, loving it up, and letting it go. Visit GetRootedRadio.com if you've missed any part of this hit show, and tune in on TransformationTalkRadio.com to live fearlessly in your more and powerfully rooted in your unlimited yes. For more information and to work with Erica directly, visit GetRootedRadio.com. That's GetRootedRadio.com, and get ready to live it up, love it up, and let it go.